Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Like the great prophet Nostradamus, our guest Dr. Louis Torrey was born and raised in Provence, France. And following four incredible solid UFO experiences, he was influenced to rekindle Nostradamus' methods of divine astrology and has spent many years reviving the seer's rare Kabbalistic healing method. You're listening to the International Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula.
And I'm Taz. How does the new year shine for you all and for our Mother Earth to do as well? Well, today we're going to find out. Dr. Torrey graduated, by the way, in 1976 from the Royal School of Music in London with the highest distinction. He moved to the U.S. in 1984 and has since established himself as a successful hypnotherapist and an astropsychologist, author of four books, and indeed a powerful motivational speaker. In 1993, he received a metaphysical doctorate from the Progressive Universal Life Church based in Sacramento, California. His notoriety has skyrocketed after hundreds of accurate predictions such as 9/11, the Asian tsunami, Iraq War, SARS virus, and unarguable predictions of major earthquakes that he made on television and radio programs as well. Returning yearly with us to bring predictions and much more, Dr. Torrey starts us off to a flying start. No pun intended here, but certainly we have some flying problems that may have answers to. We're going to be talking about that very soon.
Well, one of Dr. Torrey's quotes is, "Where cosmic consciousness is lacking, science, conspiracy, and religious imagination does the rest. There are no accidents, just coincidences the five logical human senses cannot perceive." Dr. Torrey, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for coming and giving up your valuable time.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Taz, and my good friend Paula, too. Well, you guys are certainly doing your homework out there in furthering the new age of Aquarius, and much of you guests definitely have their own gift to offer, as much as I'm going to give some of my views and feelings and predictions and visions today.
Well, is 2011 going to be a great year for us, or do we have to plan for something that's not too pleasurable?
No. I was able to give the, let me think, 2007, in December 2007, I prepared a world on national radio about the restructure of the U.S. economy. And sad enough, we all felt the damage of this U.S. economy. And people didn't hear me yet or then, but they certainly did four years later. So if I was able to give the beginning, I should be also able to give the end, and I've announced it nonstop since day one that March 2011 will see the end of the nasty energy that has plagued the United States, U.S. economy. So the economic work has been done. All the abusers are in jail. Not all of them, but a good chunk of them. And humanity was forced to reevaluate all sorts of things. So what I'm trying to say here is my philosophy is very simple. The future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. So it's very, very important to understand that God's signs have to be understood and heed. The energy is done. The karmic work is done. We all have suffered, and as we're approaching March 2011, we're certainly going to see an uplifting of this economy. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the signs on CNN, it looks like, if I am again right, always been right anyway, I'm not being egocentric, I'm just pointing out the facts. So I must also ingest that because the future is the reincarnation of the thought, that there are people doing the same job that I do who don't have cosmic consciousness. So they let their fears, their religious poisoning being spread over the air. And when you listen to this program, when you're done listening to this program, well, you want to shoot your head off. And that is exactly what I'm working so hard to make people aware, not to misuse the supraconscious in time and space, which is the part of God we all have inherited that allows us to create our reality. But our scientific community, and our religious leaders, our politicians, don't have cosmic consciousness. When you have a bunch of ignorant right at the top, what do you expect is going to happen below it? And that's why I'm here to reaffirm the faith and the truth of God and represent Jesus' ministry in introducing our Father in the Heaven through the cosmic code jurisdictions. So have faith. That's the first thing to do. Because I can tell you, there's a lot of people that were forced out of their home, out of their work, and they were not happy. And guess what? Being forced sometimes is a blessing in disguise. And these people have talked on some new studies, and they realized that they had gift. So many of them came and knocked at my door, obviously, so I was there to introduce them to their UCI, Unique Celestial Identity. I was there to guide them to what God has put them on this dense physical world to accomplish with ease. And those people, to those people, the tragic economy has been a blessing. But it has been very difficult for everybody. Now, while I am at it, I have to also make people aware, sudden enough, of what's going on with the birds and the fishes now. Now, there is a serious sign being thrown to humanity from our Father above, being literally at the end of his patience with humanity, okay? Now, back in January 1st, 2010, I post my predictions on drcherry.com. But you have to remember that I did this prediction before that. And when I wrote, and I quote, prediction post 01/01/10 for my website, I see a serious terrorist gas attack. That's not happening yet, okay? But I also see a pulmonary disease coming from birds or poultry. Now this, and that's where it is, this mercurial energy aims for the birds and will manifest its negative power in the air and in water. So if I was able over a year to point out what's going on today, I don't know how more precise I can be. I did the same, and you have elaborated with 9/11, with the tsunami, and God knows I forgot it. I forgot. Even the last time I was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, I told him to be ready for a bad earthquake. We had a 7.4 and an advisory for a tsunami, and that is still on Coast to Coast website. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say to people, it's so very important to be very cautious of all the people doing the type of work I'm doing, knowing that they don't have cosmic consciousness, that's where their imagination, their religious poisoning will come in, the game and at play, and they will regurgitate their fears. They don't have supreme wisdom. That's just the way it is. Excuse me. And the result is terrible. You got people in position of power. When I say in power, these people are able, because there is so many people listening to them, they are able to tap on the supraconscious in time and space. When you have millions of people that think negative, what do you expect? We have been creating our health since day one. And we have now to turn things around. And it is not by being negative that you're going to do so. However, what the hell did I predict that all the birds and all the fish are going to have a problem to breathe the contaminated air and the contaminated water? Well, these things have done this forever, but the tail of the dragon was not in the sign of Gemini. Gemini rules anything to do with air. That's why in Greek mythology, Mercury, the lord of the sky, the lord of communication, is represented with little wings on the back of his heels. And then when I saw that, I thought, oh my gosh, the entire bird world will suffer. The entire communication world will change. And we know with WikiLeaks what happened. Now, all the details, of course, are still on my website, and I am there. If you go and check those predictions, I am also adding all the predictions as they come to pass.
Dr. Terry, let me ask you a question here. I kind of wonder, since the magnetics of the pole has been moving around, even airplanes flying in the sky have a problem. Mm-hmm. Things are off like 180 degrees. And so I kind of question about this and having the effect on fish and the birds and what's happening to them as well.
Well, basically what you have to remember, when this dramatic death with the bird took place for us during one of my deadly plutonic window. And it happens when Mercury was retrograde. So airplanes have a computer and GPS, which is made by man. And these are not infallible. So they can just mess. They can mess up. And it is the same GPS that birds were born with, okay, that migrate all over the world. It is the same GPS, much more sophisticated than the whales and the dolphins have. And this is why sometimes when the planet Mercury goes retrograde, okay, their navigational system gets messed up. And instead of going to the open ocean, they go straight to the beach and die. Now, there is always explanations to anything that happens, but I do not believe in accidents. But if you don't have cosmic consciousness, how can you understand? And that is the problem. The problem is education. There is a bunch of people out there called the Illuminatis. These people do not want you to know your relationship with the divine and how the cosmic code interacts with your life and how God really speaks to us through his creation. These people are not interested. They want to keep you down. They want to control you. They want to abuse you. And it started right from the get-go with Jesus and his ministry of introducing God in the heavens. Again, remember, just let's use logic for a second. Look at those three wise men. How can you follow a star? Those three wise men, or those three kings, were nothing else than astrologers that plotted the birth of a man that was going to have a very specific mission. And, of course, the misinterpretation, the control of information. These people point out the right person, but the message of the person was altered, and that was Jesus. Now, there is billions and trillions of Jesus nowadays doing the same thing at their own level, at their own way. I am nothing else than another Jesus in a different time and space promoting the cosmic consciousness. You are your own deity in your own right, trying to teach others about what you have accepted as reality. So all these airplanes going out of order, all those whales going the wrong ways, and all these birds dying, and all these fishes dying, it is a combination of abusing Mother Earth, a combination of not understanding the cosmic God, and most of all, God being seriously, seriously pissed off, excuse my French, for humanity not realizing his words. When God said, I'll talk to you, you won't hear me. I'll present myself to you, you won't see me. It means that you have to raise your little butt, or you have to raise your spirit to his level in decoding the stars, the signs, this is creation, because that's what he intended us to do, to use that so we can live in harmony, not only with nature, Mother Earth, but also with the stars. And the Illuminati do not want you to do that, because knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. Now, you know how passionate I am, okay? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Back to the birds. Will this hit the poultry that we actually eat, the pulmonary disease?
Well, these are signals. These are signals that are things to come. This is just the beginning. Remember, the dragon's tail is not yet into the sign of Gemini. What you're getting here is the tip of the iceberg, honey.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's like, let me bring you back 4 years ago when I was saying to an unconscious world, be ready for the United States economy being restructured. Do you think these people heard me 4 years ago? No, they all had to go through hell to finally, well, this guy really seems to know what he's talking about. No, there is more coming. There is more, much more. What the head of the dragon is the savior, put it this way, okay? Let me just educate some of your audience here, some of your listeners who do not know what a dragon is. First of all, you can learn all that from my website, okay? But the dragon may be a mythology, but don't be fooled. The power or the energy is absolutely incredibly strong. To deny the dragon is nothing less than to deny the warmth of the sun coming to us, to keep us warm and to keep us alive. The power of the moon, the power of the dragon, the power of every single star, the universal, the celestial family is very, very real. But science, our infantile science, is not designed to enter the archetypal of consciousness or to enter the intuitional domain of my work. You've got people out there that build bridges and gearbox and do mathematics. We need these people. That's what gets the world going round, right? But you also need artists and highly spiritual people like my students and myself, or you guys, so to speak, willing to enter a different type of food, a different level of information. And as we are moving into the head of the dragon in Sagittarius, Sagittarius rules higher education. And that means in 4 years from today, what has been accepted by the majority of humanity, would it be religiously or scientific, is going to go through the window. This is serious. As we come closer to the year 2012, this golden door that's going to uplift the humanity's spirit will finally hit us. And then all the hardcore skeptics, all the scientific, down-to-earth, practical people, all the religiously poisoned people, all these people are going to have the opportunity to raise like a fish stuck in the ocean with the tide, which will allow them to finally ask a question. And there'll be people like you and I there to give them these answers. Because monopolizing the world with dogmatic religious teaching is done. It's over. The age of Pisces, illusion, deception, the age of blindness is about to give way to the age of Aquarius, the age of togetherness, the age of altruistic values, the age of genius, the ability of perceiving the incredible, the impossible, and the reality of extraterrestrials. We are talking about a very, very interesting movement of the dragon. You know, in Dr. Turi's family, do you know when the actual New Year is? It is each time the dragon enters a specific sign, which means New Year's with Dr. Turi will take place in March, sometime around the 15th, when the dragon finally moved away from the face of the United States, a Cancer country, and its second house of money. Well,
so that,
you heard me.
So when the dragon moves away, there we'll have a little bit of relief.
Right, you have to understand that the dragon touches you in a very specific house, depending, of course, on the month you were born and your housing system. But as a rule, if the dragon's tail, in that case, enters a specific sign, let's say Cancer, July 4, 1776, which is the America date of incorporation, or America's birthday, okay, well, then the country going to be neutralized by this dragon, and because America is born in July, okay, before that and after that, as the dragon stayed a certain time in its sign, it will be forced out of the monetary houses, and then the economy slowly but surely will pick up and do its own stuff, and America will be back to where it belongs, right at the top, because America was set by God to be what it is. In other words, it is right now 6 o'clock in the morning for America, okay? And there will be, in a few years from now, a time where America will be just going to lunch and where the sun will be nice and warm and everybody will be happy. America is going right back. America was born with the head of the dragon in Leo, the king. During the day, every planet shies away. This means America is naturally set to shine. This is why everybody wants to be here. This is why I am here. This is why everybody in the world are so jealous of our lifestyle. But, you know, without education, there is no way, there is no chances for peace, for harmony, and for progress. And it is sad. It is sad that no long ago when I put on the internet, be ready, a deadly plutonic window is coming, and be ready, some of the cops are not going to see the next day. And then this, 32-year-old cop mother, she was shot and left 3 kids behind and a depressed husband for the rest of his life, just because, again, the law enforcement administration are refusing to understand that they are controlled by a planet of death, the same planet that regulates the crooks and the criminals. You know, they've been so blind for so long, and God start to realize, well, we got to do something and start to give these people some more and more sign that there is a lot of things they don't know. And this should aim to another source of information that would give them the answers. And this is why I'm so successful. This is why more and more people sign up to my Cosmic Code newsletter, because they finally get to have somebody that tells you on that day you're going to have an earthquake, or in a year from now you're going to have a bunch of birds coming down the sky. And then when it's happening, well, people are not stupid, put it this way. They finally realize that there is somebody that has the truth, and that's me. But I'm not saying this on an ego trip. I'm saying this because that's what it is.
Dr. Turi, you know, we have a lot of things going on right now. We just had the sun eclipse on the 4th, and our weather is really crazy all over the earth. Is mm-hmm. there some sign that, you know, that's bringing this aspect of what's going on, people having this horrific weather?
Well, indeed, you have to keep in mind that the tail of the dragon in Gemini rules wind, and Gemini is an extraordinarily fast and active sign. As a matter of fact, I was born myself with the moon in Gemini. This is why by the time I started this show with you, I must have walked about 2 miles in my house. I'm constantly in action, physically and spiritually. I am like a dynamite of energy because that's what Gemini does. That God with wings is inside of me and is activating my mental process. That's why I'm a leader of the mind and I'm a writer, I'm a talker, and I do this naturally. I'm channeling the Gemini power. Now, when you have the tail of the dragon moving in Gemini, you could be sure that everything will be taking place by two and by four because Gemini is a twin, it's a dual sign. Not only this, Gemini rules wind. You're going to have some serious tornadoes, serious hurricane on the way. But again, you know, you have to remember only 100 years, what I'm talking about, 100 years, only a few years ago, people didn't know what the hell was a computer or was it a television. Okay? So now, I'm telling you, let's be honest, if somebody's a famous fart, the entire world's going to know about it in a matter of a second. It wasn't that way 100 years ago. Mother Nature has always done her own bit or own stuff. And she's much more powerful and much more strong than science, than religion, than anything. And she's going to do what the hell she's done since forever. And I don't believe, regardless of how destructive we can be, she's going to allow this stupid little human race, the Karen run bothering her back right now, mess up her future. Now she's going to do what she's done forever, you know, like a dog. Hey, I mean, enough of my fleas. We're going to get rid of all of you so we can start again. Okay? But it doesn't have to happen. It does not have to happen. History is there. Scientific proof out there that this happened so many times. But because of ignorance, the entire thinking process has to change. The entire educational values have to change. We are not doomed. We are each time killing ourselves. You know, it comes down to the reality of things. Is that I see humanity, or like a stupid moron with a big, huge hammer beating the hell out of his head, not realizing how good it feels when it stops. And that's where we're at. We have to stop messing up our lives, messing up Mother Earth. We have to stop generating fears. We have to stop. We have a choice, up and down, black and white, the front, the back. You know, people are feeding evil every chance they got. And when I do all this prediction here, I'm just trying to prove and to make a point. Stop. Stop listening to those lunatics who have no cosmic consciousness that are promising evil and the end of the world and we're all going to die and this and that. Stop. Do not go the wrong way. Work with me because that's all you have. And time is the essence. We are running out of time. We are running out of time. That's why I'm desperate to try to make an impact to more and more people that are going to refuse to feel lost, to feel totally insecure from the core of their soul, because this is how they feel, this is how they feed the forces of evil, which are going to make more and more trouble in the future. We are not doomed. God did not put us on this earth to end suffocating like those birds. He is using the birds now. That is the result of things to come if we don't act properly. And we can turn things around. It's going to be very difficult for a magnet to point out south, trust me. But that's the incredible challenge I was cursed and blessed with my aptitude, with my gift, my talent that God gave me to perceive reality, to read omen, to read the stars, and to be a translator of God's creation. And the proof is there that I do it all the time and it's real. So somebody has to listen finally and give me a voice.
Dr. Curry, I'd like you to really back up here, and I'd like you to share with our listeners, you know, what aspects of the planets are taking place and that what can they really expect. You know, right now, like I said, there's horrendous weather patterns,
right,
and things like that. When does the planetary signatures take place that they can see that they'll have some relief, and then how the changes will take place and what's up next so that they can be more prepared maybe in their life, you know, for going forward?
Is this Paula or Taz?
That was Taz.
And
my question is, along with Taz's, can we change the reality?
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to say and what I have said for years. I just wish people open their big ears and listen. Listen and make it a prayer every night. You got to say to yourself, my future is nothing else than the reincarnation of my thoughts. I have been made in the image of God. I inherited the power of creation. I am not doomed. That's the only thing people have to do. It's easy saying than to understand the dynamics behind it, because I cannot ask everybody to take a course and become a clinical hypnotherapist or become astropsychologist. You know, they don't have to do that. But education happens to be the key. They have to understand that there is a planetary motions. We are the children of the cosmos. And we are part of a big, huge mechanics that a lot of people, sad enough, do not understand or use. They are stuck into their logical, rational mind. They are stuck on Earth, on hell, because that's hell. That's the school. That's the ground that God has chosen and designed for us to learn. And sad enough, you don't learn the easy way. You have to feel the pain. So, when it comes down to it, one must understand that we have made an incredible, incredible progress in terms of technology. As I said, we went on the moon. We sent probe to Mars. We are doing so much in terms of physical development. We created the Internet. We have such a wonderful, genius capabilities, and all these have served only the physical world, because the other side, the other world, the spiritual world, is still stuck with 875 different dogmatic religious teaching that promises you hell if you're not afraid of God. My God, the imbalance is insane. The entire spiritual world is gone, out of order. The advance has made its impact only on the physical affairs of the human experience, not on the spiritual side, because the Illuminati don't want to give you anything else. They are forcing you to stay in your church, in your synagogue, in your temple. They force you to be afraid. They force you, oh, don't touch this, it's against God. Oh my gosh, astrology. But what about a little bit of common sense and realize that those three wise men were nothing else than astrologers? What I do today, translating the signs of the immaculate power of God divinity. Why? Do you tell me why people cannot get that? And that is the problem.
Now, can we lessen the tail of the dragon when it comes, and can we lessen the effect?
Of course you can. You can if you know about it. If you know when the tail of the dragon is going to be affecting your natal or hidden dragon, you got to know about the moon fluctuations. You know, you're asking me, Dr. Chiri, how can I go shopping today without having any accident? The only way you are going to be able to do that safely is if you respect the sign. If you know that when you see a stop sign, you're supposed to stop, and you stop, you'll be fine. If you see the red light, well, you know you got to stop, you stop, and you'll be fine. The problem is people do not know anything about the laws of the divine. They only know religious stuff that give them nothing but eternal religious wars. And humanity has to raise out of this deceiving age of confusion and illusion and deception. And there are people that are born, and I'm one of those, and so are you on your own right, that are there to help our own fellow human being to raise their cosmic consciousness and to realize how finally God speaks to us and use the power accordingly. But without education, people are going to stay in their box. Oh, this doesn't work. Oh, this is bullshit. Oh, no. This is ridicule. Oh, my gosh. But just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't work. Give yourself a chance. And I am here with all the tools, with all the books, with all the newsletters, with all the material you need just to do that, to help you raise your cosmic consciousness so you can make a difference and you're not part of the 99.09 amount of morons running this world and sitting on this world. And you know what? If I've got to be talking and dealing with the truth, you're going to hear the fact about me, about the way I express my feelings and how I see things. Now, if you want to hear beautiful love stories and angels and good spirits, well, might as well go and follow a guru in Peru, and in 15 years sitting next to this lunatic praying or humming, you're going to be 15 years more stupid because you need the fuck to hit your butt. And this is how I learned in life.
Dr. Torat, we have a person that called in, and they may have a question. Caller 609 area code 634. Do you have a question for Dr. Torrey?
I do. It's such a pleasure to talk with you, Dr. Torrey, so much. I was born July 17, 1957. I love everything that you have to say. Can you give me any tips about what 2011 will bring to me?
Well, first of all, the good news is that born in July, the 17th, what year again?
July 17, 1957.
Okay. The tail of the dragon is going to release you, okay? You've been suffering quite a lot. You've been forced to lose everything, maybe, in the process, okay? I can guarantee you that you were like America. You were born at the same month in America, okay? Not the same day, but the same month. So the tail of the dragon has been very heavy on you, so to speak, and has forced you to feel what it means to wonder about food, a roof above your head, or losing your house, and the stress with the kids and everything else. I understand all that. The good news is that nasty tail or your karma is about to be relieved as we approach March, okay? Now, the saving part is on your aptitude to educate yourself and to service the world on a different level than what you did. That's why God, in the first place, neutralized everything and everybody. You got to die in order to rebirth yourself, put it this way. And this is something that you have done. I can feel it. I can see it. So have faith. Most of all, don't forget, my book, Moon Power, is written for you because you're a moon child. In no way can you or will you go out there not knowing where the moon is as she cruises the belt of the zodiac. So put your hand on this book. It's only, what, $15. You can download it. I'm not trying to sell a book here, okay? It's not the point of selling a book. It's helping you to get places. Let go of the past, okay? Change your attitude. Use your dragon's head. Your dragon's head is in Scorpio, and did one of the most powerful dragon you can get. And that's why all your life, all you did is die and rebirth, until you develop the eagle of supreme wisdom and supreme power. But you have to respect some of the regulation that apply to your UCI, unique celestial identity. Does that help you?
It does, and thank you so much, Paula and Taz, for having Dr. Torrey on. This is an enlightening show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Sri Hub. Thank you.
Now, Dr. Torrey, I have a question. In your type of astrology, is there such a thing as a rising sign?
First of all, it's not astrology. What I practice is astropsychology. It is the 16th century of Nostradamus divine astrology methodology that I upgraded and I created the software. Yes, there is also a rising. So if you have studied astrology, read astrology, or teach astrology, which is modern, chances are it'll be overloaded with mathematical jargon, okay? And astrology is an art. You have to use intuition, symbolism, metaphor, the spirit and the subconscious. Again, remember, the top astrologers of all time was Nostradamus, and he didn't have a computer or watch 500 years ago. And this is what I was trying to do. So I'm applying technology with the software I developed, and I'm teaching without mathematics to recognize the fate of a person and to know his soul's purpose, his aptitude for money, his mental process, his domestic power, his creativity, his health, his partnerships, his past life residue, his aptitude to learn and teach, his career, the friends, the wishes area, and including the creative force of the subconscious. I teach all that outside of modern jargonized astrology that has never, ever given me any way to predict anything as good as I do and what I'm famous for. So it's a matter of education. Take the course. Education is power. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. That's the key.
Now, beginning in March, that's when ruled by air and wind, do you believe that we're going to have more hurricanes and tornadoes and
things? Well, again, all the detail, all my website for those who want to go into the details, okay? But Gemini rules anything to do with bridges. So you're going to see a few of those crashing. Gemini rules the anything that moves, car industry, communication, bookstore, communication in general. The communication with books and magazines is a story of the past. This is why I indirectly, and I said directly even though, foresee what was going to happen with WikiLeaks. If you go to my website and read the predictions, you're going to see between the line and most of the time in full light that all that transpired so far was predicted. So there is a lot of things that involve the world of Gemini and the world of Sagittarius. And incidentally, I was on two television, one day after the other one, when I start to do my prediction, which I'll post it on YouTube, by the way. I was on a Spanish television. What is the chance of me ending up on a Spanish television, knowing that the head of the dragon is in Sagittarius, that rules Latino people? And here I was on this television telling everybody that Mexico is not going to be Mexico anymore, that everything to do with legal and illegal alien is changing. And then the next thing you know, bingo, Arizona just throw this new law with the immigration. So, I mean, if you do not investigate, if you don't take the time to investigate, you ain't going to know the values of anything that anyone has to offer. And that's the problem with science. We will never honor the word science because they're afraid of the ridicule. They need your money for their stupid experiment. And that's it. You know, it's just terrible. So I can only repeat myself. The axis Sagittarius Gemini is going to force the world to reevaluate their education. That's the key word. Key word. Everything you have accepted as reality, scientific or religious, you got 2 years, literally, to realize that science doesn't know much about what's going on with the birds or the fishes, okay? And religion will never give you the answers. So would it be your government, your educational system, or your religion? You've been let down, and that's why I'm here, to give you a different type of information. Now the head of the dragon rules foreigners and foreign land, okay? Rules anything to do with higher education, college, university. My gosh, there is such a restructure that's going to take place out there, and all these poor teachers that will fire because the kids are not listening to them, or maybe because they're afraid of the kids. All these teachers have to realize there is a lot of things they do not know because they are teaching the kids like if all of them were the same. No, no, no way. Not a single child is the same than the other one, and including yourself. Your mother, your brother, your sister, your dad, your child is your biggest foreign person because this person, this soul, is not computerized, so to speak, like you are. This child will not think, create, affairs, or lead a life like you. This is why Nostradamus, even Nostradamus' son, Caesar, never, ever in a million years went and did what his father was able to do. This is why on the physical world is different. On the physical world, if your father is a singer or an artist or you're born in Hollywood, famous, well, of course, the kids are going to be famous most of the time. It's a very unhealthy life. The next thing you know, they're all going to suicide themselves early. But what I'm trying to say is the entire world of education and communication is changing. So I'm asking all the people that did not hear me 4 years ago, okay, when I say be ready for a restructured United States economy. Now I'm asking the people who heard me 4 years ago to go 4 years before that, when I say be ready for the entire FBI and CIA being restructured. And then a year after that, when I say be ready for a bunch of very rich people, famous people and their children to die when the tail of the dragon was in Leo. You know, you got to listen. You've got to take the time to investigate and realize that a true a prophet is as rare as finding a needle.
Now, the internet, because you said that we'll be going into the internet. Do you think it's going to be restructured so we don't have as much freedom on the internet?
Well, again, all the people that have fears, these are the people that were going to sign up for my good friend David Icke, conspiracy theory. I know David very well and many other people, and I do reading for him now and then, okay? The people that follows people are the people that resemble and vibrate like those people. So if you have, for example, the planet Pluto proeminent in your chart or Saturn proeminent, that's the fear principle, the fear of losing power, the fear of losing control over your government, then you are going to feel this way. The way you behave, the way you talk is predictated in your to trust or not trust, to have fears or not to have fears. So I want to approach that before. As far as the internet is concerned, it's impossible. It will be totally, practically impossible to stop the future. You're asking if the future is going to be stopped. It's going to be control, of course, if there is money to make. Look at the example of WikiLeaks. I mean, this is a good example. Did they stop it? They tried. Are they stopped? No. Are they going to grow? Of course. Why? Because WikiLeaks was in direct competition with CNN. Wait a minute here, that's the Illuminati. No, we want to tell you what we want you to hear. We want to give you our version of the news. You're not going to hear, it's like if I was trying to go into the educational system or into the police. Well, wait a minute here, Dr. Cherry, what's your PhD? Whoa, wait a minute, my answer would be, hey, wait a minute here, there's a big difference between education and intelligence. Okay, but that doesn't mean they would allow me to teach them something that they may not necessarily accept or comprehend. So ultimately what you need is time. Time heal all wounds. Have you heard of that? Okay,
yes.
That's what it is. The way you thought 50 years ago or last month, is changing on a daily basis because you are bombarded with different information. Some vibrates like you, okay, so if you're highly spiritual, well, you're going to go for Dr. Turing. If you're into fear and conspiracy, you're going to follow David Icke. If you're into religion, you're going to follow your priest. And if you're into politics, well, you're going to go for or against Obama, God knows what. We all vibrate our own speed in our own area, and everyone is stuck on his own world. Now, the new age of Aquarius and the new dragon in progress as we approach the year 2012 is going to force people to think out of their box and realize once and for all that they should be more interested in others and see why others are the way they are instead of projecting your fears and your feelings to someone else. As I always say to my student, my world is so empty, and polar. There is nothing in my world. It's dead, okay? Where did I learn the hell, all that I know? Because I was more concerned into your world. I was more concerned into you. So I forgot myself, and I end up owning the keys of what it means to be human and understand every single thing about every single human being. You do a reading with me, you're going to scratch your head and wonder that I don't know more than your mother knows about you or what even yourself knows about you. But that's because I took the time to raise my cosmic consciousness and to dig into the structure of the universe, and that's my gift, and that's what I do well.
Now, you said communication is going to be another thing affected. Do you think the way that we receive news, because it, will that be shaken up so that we'll hear more of the truth?
Well, the truth is available. You can hear the truth. Of course, once upon a time, you used to go anywhere in the world, you pull the drawer in your hotel room and you had a Bible, okay? So Christianity monopolized the information for 2,000 years because of the Illuminati didn't want you to really know the ministry of Jesus and the stars, period, okay? But nowadays, wait a minute here, it's not, the Christians cannot start to put laptop everywhere and on every website. Does that make sense? So
yes.
What's happening here is people like you and I are slowly having a voice that is slowly spreading that fits the people that are no morons, simple as that, people that have a brain, people that are critical thinker, people that are not afraid of asking questions because they understand that if they ask, they shall receive. Okay, this is a lot of people who are not directly connected with Einstein out there. Trust me, but you know that is still part of a very large part of our society. So we are trying to educate people, so all become a smart, educated, pleasant. I wouldn't say modest because the human ego is still there, okay, if you have reached a certain level of accomplishment and you own a big car and you own a big boat, well, hey, well, I never choose to be a monk and live out of your donation and eat some biscuits every day. No, I'm a French man. I came here with nothing and I got the best of the best and I'm showing it because it shows that I know the hell I'm talking about. So you might as well follow my footpath, right? So everything is changing in communication. That's the key. That's the main element. Everything in terms of communication and education, God passed the order. You have to think on a different way. You're going to be offered a different type of food. You are going to be challenged, but you have to remember, as I always say to my students, when you make people think like I'm doing now, they really love you. But if you really, really, really make them think, and then they're going to start to hate you because they don't follow you anymore. They're not speaking your language. You know, it's like asking a fish in the ocean if he knows that there is such a thing as a laptop in another world above his head. Do you think a fish can understand that? That's where we're at. Slowly but surely, we are raising to understand that there is absolutely no limit, no end to where we can go and what we can do. And we are our own worst enemies by feeding evil with freaking fears and the lack of true information.
Dr. Torrey, we have a person calling in with a question. Person from the area code 941822, do you have a question for Dr. Torrey?
Actually, you know, I just wanted to comment. I've been following Dr. Torrey for about 5 months, and I really wanted to make sure that this person was someone who made sense to me. There was a lot of things that did not make sense to me with religion and our government and wars, and it just didn't make sense. So I heard Dr. Torrey and George Noory, gosh, maybe 7 months ago, and followed him, and after 5 or 6 months of studying his work and reading him, I became so convinced because he makes sense. I finally had a reading with him, and it just blew me away. He's the real deal, and I'm so thrilled because I was very much of a skeptic, and it's really nice to hear someone that can give us this kind of information where we can all help ourselves. Thank you, Dr. Torrey.
Well, you're surely welcome. I'm a little bit shy here because even though I receive endless tons of support, when you hear it, it's kind of a little bit different. I'm desensitized with all the tons of emails and support that I got. But when people are telling me this vocally, it makes me shiver a little bit. Thank you so much for endorsing me and for supporting me, honey.
Well, thank you, Dr. Torrey.
Thank you, caller. Well, that was nice to hear.
Well, yeah, as I said, yeah, I don't have any spiritual pride. I am pissed off. I'm upset because all I want to do every single day is to help people. You know what? 24/7, I am on my computer, and people must wonder how the hell Dr. Torrey writes so much. I don't know how to type. I use two fingers, and I do everything by myself. I'm blessed with the dragon said in my mind. I'm blessed and cursed by God to be a leader of the mind, to breach what has been accepted as reality. I'm here to educate people. I'm a teacher of teachers, and all my students, obviously, are not surprised. They have cosmic consciousness. They understand the importance, the urgency of getting me a bigger voice, and this is why they all pushing, they all, you know, throwing my newsletter left and right and supporting me and endorsing me, because you know what, don't expect your government, your educational system and religion to help us. Sad enough, we the people have to make the changes, and that's what it comes down to it. And I have my position in this field as a leader, and I'm keeping it because a lot of people have put me there.
Well, it really gives people hope to be able to understand where they are coming from, and then it gives them strength. Because
exactly. I mean, you know, I got tons of email from some of the people. It says, Dr. Tri, oh my gosh. You know, we heard this guy on George Nori. I just wanted to commit suicide when I heard that. That drives me insane. I mean, literally insane. First of all, there is so many people, as I said, doing what I do over there. Okay, they pretend to do to pretend to be real, but just do like I do. Then, okay, give logical explanation. Put your prediction to the public forum, okay, in Facebook and MySpace and everywhere. Then let the people judge you. But all these talking heads regurgitating their fears have never, ever done what I did. And when you have people, the stature, and I hate throwing names, but the reality of things is that way. When you have people like Sylvia Brown on George Nori messing up on national radio, okay, and then you have me constantly proving my point, making my point unarguably, it's insane that people are still staying on this Neptunian deceiving soup of the deception. And, you know, you're dealing with Dr. Tri, you better be prepared, because I don't compromise. You know, I have a problem with stupidity that was born that way, okay? I can't help it. I will do all that I can because I understand more and more that people are oversensitive through their UCI, but sometimes they need a good kick in the butt, you know? That's the only way they're going to react, you know? But they're going to hate me, they're going to call me names, they're going to unsubscribe. The next thing you know, they are going to secretively follow me still. And then 1 or 2 years later, I'm going to get an email from them, oh, Dr. Tri, you were right, I was skeptical and this and that. So I'm trying to save time to everybody. Just take me as I am, okay? Don't judge me because I was born with a super turbo charge, Aries third house, Gemini dragon said, speed and direct and honest. Don't judge the delivery of my message because it's me, okay? Just grasp the message. Leave the messenger alone, because the messenger is not going to change. You could take me to the lake, ask me to drink the water. I'm not necessarily going to do that. We take the horse to the water, the same story, okay? I was computerized by God to be who I am. And if I've got to handle the truth, I better be true to myself, and I better let the world know that I am truth, okay? And when I put my name, when I give dates, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do that for you right now for the next prediction, it's because I have integrity, and that needs to be understood and respected.
We only have 2 minutes, so.
Okay, well, let me grab a pen, and I want you to write down these dates. Well, let me speak to you now, quick. After tomorrow, okay? Something that's going to be a little bit shocking after tomorrow. I write down again also the 19th. That's where I see thousands of people being forced to relocate. Hopefully it's not a tsunami, but it's going to be nasty, okay? And on the 27th, I see some dramatic news, either terrorism or the police again messing up. One of our beautiful police officers are going to be shot because the law enforcement executive are nothing else than morons, and I'm willing to try anything that can save one single life. That pisses me off again. I'm sorry. You know how passionate I am when I work. Well, so you have those dates, you wrote it down, and then you're going to see CNN before CNN, and that's what you get with Dr. Tri. And all I'm asking my people now is to help me. You need to help me. Okay? On my website, the Cosmic Code 7 website, or go to drturi.com, click on the wheel, and then there is people that are doing things, selling calendars, doing all sorts of things to help me to support my reality show. I need help. I need help. Time is getting really, really short. When you start to have birds, thousands of birds, and thousands of fish dying, wait a minute here. The scientific community are scared to death. They have no answers for you. And we need
Dr.
to turn the thinking process.
Give out your website again so people can...
Well, it's my name, drturi.com, drturi.com. Sign up for the newsletter. The Dragon newsletter is free. And please help me. Help me to get out there and turn things around. Thank you so much for having me again, ladies. Paula and Taz, and have a phenomenal new year. And be positive. This new dragon is going to be nothing but very progressive, very positive.
That's good
news.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.